Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Shifter Claimed by Alexis Calder, narrated by Elizabeth Russell and Tristan James. Chapter 1. Skylar. Loud music blared from the room I was standing outside, something with a thumping bass and a repetitive beat. It was so loud, it was impossible to hear if anyone was moving around inside, which, I'm sure, was the point. Still, I leaned my ear against the door. I had excellent hearing, freakish by human standards, but I wasn't human. And neither was the man in that hotel room. Vincent Romana had managed to evade me for weeks. Every time I thought I had pinned him down, he'd already moved on. For a vampire, he sure liked to move. Most vampires picked a central base so they could be indoors when the sun came up. If Vincent had a home base, I had yet to find it. Instead, he preferred to move from one dump to the next every day, making him difficult to hunt, which meant I was dangerously close to not having enough to pay my rent. I needed this payday, and this scumbag needed to be off the streets. Of all the shitholes I'd been to while chasing this vamp, this one had to be the worst of the bunch. The Essex House Motel was the kind of building that probably should be condemned. The pool was a full-on swamp, complete with vines and shrubs growing in the green water, along with a smell that made you wonder how many bodies were hidden under the algae. The building itself was a bizarre teal color with peeling yellow trim. It wasn't even trying to look respectable. Not that the marquee advertising rooms by the hour wasn't a dead giveaway. For once, I was grateful for my shifter blood that helped me heal quickly and avoid most human maladies. I had to admit, even my skin crawled at the thought of touching anything at this place. I hoped my wolf's side could protect me from tetanus and STDs. 'Cause, ew. Just the thought of what was on the carpet once I opened that door made my stomach flip. I hunted and killed supernatural baddies for a living, but this place freaked me the fuck out. It was like something out of a horror movie. With a deep breath, I took hold of the door handle and turned. I had to swallow my glee when it didn't catch. He didn't even bother to lock the door behind him. Dude might be good at staying one step ahead of me for his nightly crash pads, but he sure wasn't a bright one. Vampires seemed to fall into two categories. The first was brilliant, devilishly handsome, and all too proper. Then there was the second kind, the vampires that probably shouldn't have been turned. They enjoyed the power while never taking responsibility. They burned through money, made enemies fast, and often ended up in trouble. They didn't think before they acted and gave the good vamps a bad name. Guess which kind Vincent was. Slowly, I opened the door a crack and peeked into the dark room. The music made the floor vibrate, but it didn't hide the movement on the bed. I opened the door wide enough to slide in and closed it behind me. A male was sprawled out on the bed while a woman's head bobbed up and down on his cock. She moved like a robot, mechanical and purposeful. A second woman had her tits in the man's face and his hands were all over her. He was rough and grabby and there was absolutely nothing sensual about his movements. I swallowed back the vomit rising in my throat. There was nothing sexy about any of this. These women were both clearly compelled into these acts. Anger surged, sending a rush of heat through my chest. There was nothing worse than a supernatural who used their powers to reduce or remove someone else's free will. I wasn't going to hold anything back tonight. While the ability to see well in the dark and smell better than I should suited my job, it was times like this that I hated it. It was almost too much to see this kind of abuse. But I was the reckoning. Vincent was going down. Time to start the show and get this over with. I grabbed my steak from the custom pocket sewn into the back of the waistband on my black leather pants. Vincent was on the dead or alive list, and if he gave me any trouble, I wouldn't hesitate to end him. In fact, It would make my job easier if I did. Less paperwork and no being called in as a witness in a trial that might end up fixed anyway. Plus, after reading about the way he'd been abusing, kidnapping, and selling women, I'm not sure he's worth the time it would take for him to get a trial. The women in his bed right now were pretty damning evidence about his transgressions. Don't get me wrong. I know my role in this. I know I'm not the judge. But sometimes I'm the executioner. Technically, I'm a hunter, and my primary job is to bring the bad guys in for the enforcers to deal with. But if something went wrong and I had to protect myself, then assholes like Vincent sometimes ended up dead. Okay, they often ended up dead. It was easier that way, and then I knew they wouldn't get off after friends in high places bribed the powers that be. Nobody was going to cry for a low-level henchman like Vincent. Besides, I got paid either way. I flipped on the light switch. I'm sorry, did I interrupt something? I leaned against the doorway. A woman squealed and gathered the blanket off the bed, wrapping it around her as she fled. I stepped aside so she could go right out the door. Her compulsion was clearly broken, and she'd end up with a raging headache in the morning. The second woman sat on the bed, staring at me with glassy, unfocused eyes. My heart broke for her, but I couldn't do anything about her right now. I made a mental note to call the enforcers to get rid of her compulsion when I was done here. I turned my attention to the male. He was balding, and his large, hairy chest heaved as he sucked in oxygen out of habit. Most vampires I knew rarely bothered with breathing. This guy was so new, his body was reacting as if he needed the air. He had yet to kick his old human habits. What the fuck had he done to get turned? He wasn't turned for his looks, that was for damn sure.
You want to do this now? He asked.
Oh, honey, I've been waiting for weeks to dance with you. I smiled sweetly as I twirled the steak in my palm. He growled, showing his fangs.
You're not going to be smiling when I'm done with you, girlie.
I raised an eyebrow. Girlie? He growled again as he lunged toward me, his arms outstretched. I was already across the room when he closed his arms around nothing but air. With a hiss, Vincent turned toward me, his eyes flashing in anger. I tightened my grip around the steak in my hand. He lunged for me again, knocking over a chair in the process and landing on his side with a thud. With a grunt, he threw the chair across the room and the remaining human woman started screaming. I glanced at her and the glassy look was gone.
Get out of here! I yelled.
She grabbed a dress off the ground and pulled it over her head while she beelined it for the door. At least I didn't have to worry about the humans anymore. We weren't really supposed to let them see our business, but I was guessing she wasn't going to register that I was holding a steak or that the man growling at me had fangs. Most humans ignored what they couldn't explain. Shall we? I returned my attention to Vincent. He had something in his hands now and was baring his teeth at me. He was also still naked. I rolled my eyes and sidestepped an overturned chair, giving him an easier path to get to me. If he charged me again, I could stake him without guilt. Not that I was even sure I was capable of guilt after 10 years of doing this job.
You bitch! You're not going to get me!
He screamed and threw something at me. A bong, maybe? I didn't really see what it was as it flew past my head. It slammed against the wall and shattered in a satisfying kind of way. Are you going to charge me again, or do you want to do this like civilized people? I asked. Last warning for me to bring you in alive. His eyes moved toward the open door, the one I'd walked right through because he couldn't be bothered to lock it. Don't even think about it, I said. You give me a reason to chase you, and you're finished. He was such a young vamp, and he moved like a human. He was slow, clumsy, and careless. If he made a run for it, he wouldn't stand a chance. We both knew it. I could see the muscles in his body tensing. His eyes darted between me and the door. The dumbass was considering it. Well, he wasn't turned for his intelligence either.
Don't, please don't make me do it, I deadpanned. It was nonsense. He knew it, I knew it. Once a hunter was sent after you, there wasn't much chance for escape. I might look innocent enough, but my trademark pale blue and silver hair had to have given me away. I had a reputation, after all, and I was damn proud of that. I had a feeling even someone as low on the ladder as Vincent had heard about the lone wolf who rarely let her marks live. I could sense the fear behind his bravado. Try me, bloodbag! I shifted so I was standing between him and the door. I dare you!
Freeze!
Someone shouted from behind me. I tensed, and while keeping my eyes on the vampire in front of me, I stepped to the side enough that I could catch a glimpse of whoever had joined the party. He was tall, dark, and handsome in an uptight, conforming kind of way. I knew right away that I was dealing with someone in law enforcement. Shit! I'd gone 3 years without a run-in with a cop, and go figure it happens on what should be an easy, quick, in-and-out case.
Put down the stake and step aside. I'm taking over, he said as he walked into the room.
Oh, hell no. If this asshole thought he could come in and take my bounty, he was out of his fucking mind. I don't think so. I don't share credit or share my fee. It was clear now that he wasn't a human cop. Maybe he just dressed like one. Whatever he was trying to worm his way in on someone else's bounty. You're not a member of the guild, are you? He pulled something out of his pocket, and I lifted my stake higher, like I'm dropping my weapon. What was this guy thinking? There's still a vampire standing awkwardly, and nakedly, is that even a word? A few feet from me. And let me tell you, the cold air in here was not doing him any favors. Newcomer lifted up what looked like a wallet, and the flap fell to reveal a shiny metal badge. I lifted my eyebrows in surprise. He was a cop, but not the human kind.
Enforcer, step aside, he said.
I'm Guild, I said. This is my bounty, and there was no order for me to call in backup.
You're the half-wolf, aren't you? The enforcer said.
I narrowed my eyes. I hated the looks I got and the false sympathy for being a hybrid. I might not have the ability to shift or half the magical shit these other supernaturals had, but I could stand on my own. I don't see how my heritage is any of your fucking business, I said.
You shouldn't be here, the enforcer said. This is a dangerous job for a half-human.
I knew you smelled delicious, the vampire said.
I glared at him as I gripped my stake tighter. The new guy probably wasn't as much of a threat as this vampire I was sent to kill. What I am has nothing to do with my confirmed kills.
You can go, miss.
Miss? I asked. I'm sorry, no. I'm not going anywhere. I have a job to finish, and you're in the way.
I can't let you kill him, he said.
Vincent started laughing.
All right, officer. You see that she's trying to kill me, not even giving me a chance to go quietly. Shouldn't you be locking her up?
If she's active within the guild, she's not doing anything illegal. He glanced at me. You are active.
Of course I am, I said. But I have no idea why you're here.
That's classified. Royal enforcer business on special assignment for Queen Marcella.
A shiver ran down my spine. I'd never heard of a royal enforcer, but I'd sure as shit heard of Queen Marcella. Just because I hunted these creatures for a living didn't mean I knew everything about their world. I was only half supernatural and didn't belong to any pack. I picked up hunting from my dad. It was a family tradition. What can I say? Some of us had fucked up families. But that was another story for another time.
Look, bro, I don't know what kind of hustle you're trying to pull, but this man is scum who was sentenced fair and square. The bounty is mine, I said.
The enforcer shook his head and reached inside his black jacket. I grabbed for the knife strapped to my thigh and pulled it out quickly.
Gear down.
He moved slowly, pulling out an envelope and holding it up.
I'm not your enemy.
You're coming between me and my rent, so yeah, I'm pretty sure we're not on the same side, I said.
Can I go put on some pants? Naked Vampire asked.
No, both the enforcer and I said at the same time.
I think I might rather let her have a shot at me, he said.
You say that like you think you'd have come out of it alive, I said.
I was half watching the vampire and half watching as enforcer guy dug a whole bunch of bills out of the envelope. My eyes widened at the sight of all that cash. He had to have thousands of dollars just stashed in an envelope. How the hell did an enforcer have so much cash? That wasn't exactly a profession you went into for the money. A good hunter typically far out-earned the enforcers. Shit, I'd make more from this job than he'd make all month.
Are you trying to bribe me? I asked.
I'm covering your fee, he said. What was it? Standard rate, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I said, wishing I wasn't so damn honest. I should have told him it was more.
I was only standard rate? Vincent asked. That hurts.
Like I said, you'd be dead right now if it weren't for our uninvited guest, I said.
Don't worry, Enforcer said. I'm sure he won't last long after I question him.
Huh. Imagine that. Looked like the Enforcer had a little bit of a dark streak. Maybe we weren't so different after all.
Go on, it's all there.
The Enforcer was holding out a small pile of cash. I considered taking it, but before I could, something slammed into me. I landed hard on the ground, Vincent's heaving, naked form on top of me. My stake went flying, and my hands were pinned to the ground. The vampire growled as he lowered his face toward my neck with a hungry growl.
Oh, fuck no!
There was no way I was going to be a snack today, especially not for a mark I was supposed to be taking out. This was all that stupid enforcer's fault. I was never distracted, and I'd never been pinned down by a mark. Damn it! This was so not my night. I pulled my knees up, then used my feet to push Vincent. He was heavy and didn't budge despite my pressing.
So you want to play it like that?
Using my boot heel, I dug down to where I hoped the family jewels were. Based on the sudden release of my wrists and the yelp of pain, I hit my target. I rolled away just as the creature unleashed his full vampire side. Fangs fully extended, eyes black upon black, he lunged for me. I grabbed my stake and lifted it, ready to strike. Just as Vincent was about to leap on me, he exploded in a mess of blood and guts and goo. I closed my eyes and mouth and tried to cover my face with my arm. It hardly helped. I could still taste the dead vampire. I rolled onto my stomach and spat on the ground before jumping to my feet and using my sleeves to wipe my face. The enforcer was staring at me, his hands lifted in front of him. Gold sparks crackled on his fingertips.
What the fuck?
I was staring at him, wide-eyed. I'd killed my share of vampires. I'd never made one explode like that, especially not with my bare hands. Nobody could. You had to stake them in the heart. And sure, it was messy, but not bits of flesh and vampire entrails sticking to your favorite leather pants kind of messy. This was something else entirely. What are you?
Chapter 2. Elias. I shouldn't have used my powers in front of her, but when I saw the vampire charge her, I lost it. I was hit with an overwhelming sense to protect her, to keep her safe. That wasn't my style at all. I don't play nice with others, and I sure as shit don't care if a random hunter goes down. I was here for one reason only. Vengeance. And now my only lead in my sister's murder was dead. I needed this vampire alive. He wasn't worth the blood he drank, but I needed the information he had. And now he was dead because I decided some stranger's life was more important. That was a costly mistake I shouldn't have made. What are you? The hunter took a step closer to me. I told you, I'm a royal enforcer, I said. She shook her head. Not that. What the fuck are you? I've never seen anyone take out another creature like this. I could sense her fear. She was terrified of me, even though she didn't show it. Girl had guts. That was for damn sure. The few others who had seen my powers didn't react this calmly. Not that I let any of them keep their memories after, which was what I should be doing with her. I should be erasing her memory of even meeting me and sending her on her way. But I was hesitating. "You owe me $2,000. She put her hand on her hip and glared at me. "If you hadn't shown up, I would have had him locked down." Even covered in blood and gore, she was hot as hell. With silver hair, full lips, and bright blue eyes, she was captivating. Add in the curves of her athletic build, and she was literally everyone's type. In a different life, I might have pursued her, but that's not possible here. I'm on a mission, and she would be nothing but a distraction. I reached inside my jacket pocket and re-pulled out the envelope of cash. The enforcer gig might be my cover, but my real boss kept me well supplied in bribe money. $2,000. "You might as well keep your money. I'm telling the guild this was my kill," she says. "I'm not losing my perfect record on your account." I froze. This was when I needed to erase her memory and send her packing. She could easily tell them she took care of Vincent, or I could alter it so she didn't even remember chasing him in the first place. My chest tightened. The thought of wiping our encounter from her mind completely sent an uncomfortable pain through me. I liked this woman. I didn't want her to pass me in the street with a blank expression if we ran into each other again. And despite my training, and as much as I knew it was wrong, I wanted to see her again, even if it was just in passing. "You can't tell the guild about me," I said. She lifted an eyebrow.
"And why is that?"
"I told you, this whole thing was classified," I said.
"So, I'll tell them I made the kill and I'll get paid," she said.
"Okay," I said. Then I passed the stack of bills to Warder.
"I told you, I'll get my fee."
She looked at the money in my hand with disgust. "I don't need your bribe or whatever that is." "They gave it to me for this case. You might as well take it," I said with what I hoped was a casual shrug.
"Why?"
"The royals are loaded. Just take it," I said. "I'm sure there's something you could use it for." She looked down at her clothes and wrinkled her nose before looking back up at me.
"I don't think you can dry clean vampire entrails out of leather."
"Get yourself some new pants," I extended my hand again. Slowly, she reached out and I moved faster, grabbing her hands in mine.
"What the hell are you doing?"
She tried to pull away, but I was stronger and held her fast. While my memory magic was powerful, I couldn't do it without touching my victim. I knew this was when I should be altering her memory, and that was my plan when I grabbed her, but I just couldn't do it.
"Let go of me, you freak," she said.
I could feel her hands trembling despite her tough words. Usually the fear fed me, gave my magic more power. This time it was sending me into a mild panic. I hated that she was afraid of me. "Look at me," I said, my voice calm and steady. Her eyes snapped to mine and her breathing quickened. She was trying to fight me, but failing.
"What are you?"
she asked again. "You will leave this place and you'll go home. You will not ever speak of this case again or tell anyone where you were or what you did tonight. You will not tell anyone that we've met or that you ever saw me." Her lower lip quivered, but her eyes didn't release from mine while my magic seeped into her. "Tell me you understand. Not a word about any of it. Give me your word." She nodded.
"I understand. I give you my word."
With her answer, the magic snapped into place, binding her to my commands. I released my grip on her, and for the first time in my life, guilt swam through me. I'd commanded hundreds of people, taking away free will, memories, identities, livelihoods. I'd done more terrible things than I could count, but I'd never felt guilty until now.
This woman was dangerous. She was making me weak. I didn't know why or how, but she was.
What did you do to me?
She asked. What I had to, I said as I pressed the money into her hands. I hope I never see you again. She took the money and threw it at me. Keep your money, asshole. She walked away from me, her whole body tense. She probably wanted to scream at me more, but I'd commanded her to leave and go home. There was nothing she could do. It was the right choice to send her away, but a pang of regret flickered through my gut. There was something about her. I continued to watch her until she turned around the building and I lost sight. Then it hit me just how badly I fucked up. I let her walk away without making her forget my face or my powers. It was a moment of weakness. A mistake. I hadn't fucked up like that since I was in training, and that was a very, very long time ago. It was too late to change it now. Besides, soon enough it would be like a bad dream to her. It wasn't common for me to run into hunters in my work. I turned back to the destroyed room and shook my head. I should be questioning this piece of shit right now. Instead, I was staring at his pieces. What a waste. After years of dead ends, trying to find the leader of this crime ring, this was supposed to be my break in the case. Now it was nothing. I'd have to start over. Again. Quickly, I picked up my phone and texted my cleanup guy. Then I left the room, closing the door behind me. There was nothing left to do but find a new lead and keep going.
Chapter 3. Skylar. One of the perks of living in a city like Harbor Crossing was that nobody batted an eye at a woman walking down the sidewalk covered in gore. Supernaturals weren't out, but there were so many of them here that most humans adapted to the weird without realizing. They kept their eyes forward, didn't ask questions, and certainly didn't stop for small talk. The city was a pulsing heart with a million moving pieces. Crowded, dirty, and loud, this was my city. My home. I grew up here, cutting my teeth on hunting supernaturals in the alleyways and seedy underground bars. I was only 13 when my dad started dragging me along on hunts with him. As an outcast, there wasn't a whole lot I could do. My dad married for love instead of pack, and he was punished for it. When my mom died giving birth to me, I think he died a little too. He did the best he could, but nobody would accuse him of being warm. Maybe that was the shifter in him. Though I wouldn't know, since the only other shifters I knew were the ones I hunted and my roommate Lola. But she was like me, an outcast, not part of any pack. I turned toward my building and could already hear her disapproval. She was a full shifter, able to transform into a wolf on command. I'd never seen her do it, though. I suspected her occasional weekends away were so she could run in the nearby mountains as a wolf. We had one rule in our house. No supernatural talk. Which meant she'd judge my ruined clothes silently. When she left the shifter community, she really left. She even got a human day job and a human boyfriend and did not discuss her past. I never pressed. I'd seen enough evil from the list of misdeeds of my marks to know she had to have her reasons. Our building was ancient. We had drafty windows and an elevator that only worked half the time. But it was a refuge in the middle of the chaos. A building almost entirely inhabited by misfit supernaturals. Most of us in this building were here so we couldn't be found. It was far too expensive for what it was, but they didn't run credit histories. Or background checks. Which was useful since I didn't technically exist. I was never registered in the supernatural community or the human community. So, in an odd way, I have a foot in both, but also in neither. I took the crumbling stairwell to the third floor and emerged into the hazy hallway. From the smell of things, our neighbor was having a party tonight, and the theme was whatever the newest product he was offering.
It wasn't pot, not in this building. It was probably something supernatural. And while it didn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?